You're listening to From the Pulpit by Sahlein. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at sahlein.org/support.
Eating haram has a tremendous impact on our lives. Now, what is haram food? Number one, obviously, any meat that is not slaughtered according to Islamic law. If it's not mudhakka, if it's not slaughtered according to Islamic law, this food is haram. Some people think, what's the big deal? I'm just eating some meat. The Quran considers it fisq. People who eat meat and the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not mentioned on it when it was prepared, when it was slaughtered, the Quran considers this fisq. This is an act of corruption. It's an act of deviation. Spiritually eating meat on which the name of Allah has not been mentioned ruins your spirituality. It affects your faith. It allows the shaitan to be your intimate friend. Shaitan eats with you. He becomes your partner. So that's one definition of haram food. The second definition of haram food is najis food. The food itself may be halal, but it has become najis by coming into contact with najasa. These days, I tell you, one of the biggest challenges we have is eating from non-Muslim restaurants in which there's haram meat. Many times if you're ordering a pizza, I recommend to all of you to ask them not to cut the pizza. Because when they cut the pizza, usually they use a cutter that has become made najis. They use it to cut pepperoni, they use it to cut haram meat, and that makes it najis, it makes your pizza najis. Now, of course, we have the law of purity. Anytime you have a doubt, the law of purity applies. But many times I see it with my own eyes. You see them cutting it with the same knife. This made the food najis. Najis food is a type of haram food. Or many times ask the oil that they use in some of these restaurants to cook that veggie burger, to cook the fries. Is it the same oil that they use to cook the hamburger with it? The hot dogs with it, the haram meat with it. Once I was traveling with my family, we stopped at Burger King. You know, they have the veggie burger. I think they called it the impossible burger, something like that. So I asked the lady at the counter, I told her, do you cook this in oil that's separate from the chicken, from the, you know, meat, the hamburgers? She said, no. In this particular location, we cook it in the same one. Maybe in some other locations, they cook it in another grill. I told her, okay, but I have a religious concern over here. What do I do? She said, I have a solution for you. I can microwave it for you. I told her, will it taste as good? She said, well, there are some people who have requested that. So I took it. It wasn't that bad. You can try it. But it's important for you to take food that's tahir, that's pure. Najis food, knowingly eating najis food, has these same effects. So this is another definition of haram food. The third definition, and believe me, the most important one. Those people who came to kill Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you think all of them were eating haram food, meaning food that was not slaughtered according to Islamic law? No, of course they were eating halal food. Many of them came from Muslim markets, Muslim communities. Technically, their meat is halal, their food is halal, but the Imam states, مُلِئَتْ بُطُونُهُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. Their stomachs have been filled with haram. What kind of haram is the Imam here referring to? He's referring to the source of that food, the money, the income that you use to buy that food. If my money is unlawful, if I have cheated my business partners, right? There are many people, partners, when they cheat their business partners, they consider this being smart and savvy, shatara, right? My partner doesn't know. It's not 50-50. I took much more and he doesn't know it. You think that you've gained. You think this is a plus for you? You are destroying your faith. The food that you eat with that haram money, unlawful money, will affect your spirituality. It will earn you the wrath of God. 40 days, Allah will not answer your prayers. You think you've won? This is the biggest failure. This is the biggest loss. So anytime you eat food with money that's questionable, that's haram, you have to be aware of the consequences. Cheating others, committing fraud, selling haram. Many people, it's okay for them to sell haram. Sell alcohol, and these days, you have this dilemma of marijuana, recreational marijuana. Our scholars are clear. Selling recreational marijuana that just opens the doors for drugs more is a great sin in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's very enticing, just like these people who came to kill Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You think it was easy? You think their trial was easy? Ibn Ziyad was promising them millions, thousands of dananir and dirhams. He was promising them. A brother came to me about 5 years ago, early on when marijuana was being legalized. He told me, Sayyid, I have an investment opportunity to sell, not medical marijuana, recreational marijuana. If I accept this offer, I'll make $10 million. Can you say no to $10 million? Seriously? Who can say no to $10 million? This is where you show your taqwa. This is where you show your iman. This is where you show, oh Allah, I believe that you are the Razzaq. You're the sustainer. You think these $10 million are going to bring you quality of life? That's what happened to those who fought al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Their income was unlawful. It was based on cheating. It was based on dhulm, oppressing others. This has this devastating impact on our bodies. So these are some definitions to that which is haram. And this impacts your future progeny. One hadith from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam states, Kasbul haram yabinu fi dhurriya. Unlawful income that you bring to your house will have its effect in your progeny. Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Look at the ripple effect that this generates. Do you really want to stand on the day of judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being responsible for all this? Affecting generations after you? So the food that we eat really has a great impact.